Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising production and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. When I got Ned Flynn's email earlier, I looked at this, I'm going, what in the world are we going to talk about? Ned Flynn, by the way, is the Vice President of Sales for Arion HR. And today we're going to be talking about HR automation. And this is going to be a learning trip for me in particular. And I suspect many of those of you who are in small business as well. Hi, Ned. How you doing?
Hey, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank God. Everything good for you?
Going very good. I'm actually really excited about today's session for a couple of reasons.
Okay.
First, I'm passionate about it. But secondly, I think this is the only topic that I might know more than you.
I agree. Because, I have to admit, I looked at that email and go, what the heck is he talking about?
Most of our sessions, you're teaching me or you're leading me to where I need to be. And so this will be fun today.
I'm in. So tell me, what are we talking about?
Well, Michael, the story that we told off the air here was, in one way to think about this is, you know, has the iPhone and some of the Outlook technologies that we have today, are we in a better position than when we used, you and I, maybe some of our other listeners, maybe not so much, but used the Rolodex and our at-a-glance calendars or our Franklin planners?
Sure.
And, you know, as we were talking, you know, the real transition didn't happen until our technology departments figured a way to integrate all devices, whether it be an iPhone or a BlackBerry. Remember, it was only a BlackBerry for a while.
I was going to say, back in the day, everybody had a BlackBerry because it was integrated with the systems.
With your email and your calendaring and everything. And over very easy. But over the last 10 years, they've opened it up to iPhones, which that's when a lot of the adoption took place. And the shared calendars, the ability to view calendars throughout the organization.
But I will tell you something, Ned. At the same time, if I were the Rolodex, the old-fashioned Rolodex, you know, was alphabetical. I knew exactly where everybody was in that. If I wrote it down in my daytimer, my Franklin planner, whatever, I knew that was correct. I couldn't always trust the software.
And that's an important component of what we're going to talk about today. And that is, you know, software functionality is one important component.
Sure.
Software integration is another important component. But the discipline of changing the way you do certain business practices is another probably most important component of software.
All right.
I mean, it's one thing for us to buy an iPhone and we have to discipline ourselves to adopt the technology. But when we have to discipline from the standpoint of teach people how to use and make the software work for the company, when we have to do that across 20 or 40 or 60 or 100 employees,
that
becomes a much bigger challenge. And the risk, I think, of software adoption.
Well, you know, and as I said earlier, you know, if you put junk in, you're going to get junk out. So what are we talking about with regard to software? You're in the HR world, the human resources world. Is there supposedly software out there that can handle all these HR problems?
Yeah, and maybe give you a little bit of history.
Sure.
Just like we've seen, you know, such dramatic advances in the cell phone technology, the same thing's taken place in HR automation technology.
Okay.
20 years ago, PeopleSoft was the predominant solution, and it was targeted at employers with 5,000 or more employees, I mean the enterprise
Huge.
Level,
mm-hmm.
for two reasons. One was sophistication of the software, but two was excessive costs. And over the last 20 years, and this is where I kind of get to the ends of my expertise, but the ability to develop software at a lower cost that had higher functionality introduced these applications to much smaller markets.
Got it.
To now where they literally are targeting, and if I say names, you'll recognize it. You know, there's the Namely's, Zenefits,
okay.
Gusto. Ultimate Software, we hear these advertised on the radio every day, and they're geared towards the smaller employer.
Business, uh-huh.
And so these software applications now are available to the marketplace. They're affordable, and there is, we talked about it a little bit, there's a number of factors in the economy with regulation and the and competition, quite frankly. There are kind of, I don't want to say forcing, but the companies that adopt technology sooner and faster are the ones that are going to benefit from it.
Got it. Well, so is this, from Arion HR's perspective, so are these tools positive things to use, or are they, can they offer more trouble in the end?
So, no, there's significant advantages to the software. And think about it in terms, and from an HR perspective, think about it in terms of you hire an employee, and what do? You sit them down and you hand them the file folder with the paperwork they've got to fill out. And then you tell them, hey, this is who we are as a company. And then three, you give them their benefits paperwork.
Sure.
That process is prone to error and liability because it's dependent upon the person delivering the message. How well did they do? How well did you train them? Whereas software allows you to automate that and get consistency of practice. You ensure compliance. You ensure communication. And you capture all that documentation in a single place. So there's significant advantages. Those translate into lower cost for your organization, more efficiency, and most importantly, the ability to focus on making widgets, doing what you do best.
Well, and the other thing is in this litigious society that we're in, one wrong move in the HR department, you've got troubles.
Quite frankly, ACA drove a lot of the adoption of the software because of the requirements to document, retain, report to the federal government. Quite frankly, we saw a lot more employers seeking out. In fact, 40% of HR application buyers in 2015 were purchasing for the first time.
Really?
So that's a pretty big, pretty big number.
It is. So how does Arion work with all of this?
And that's where I think as beneficial as the software applications can be, there are risks. And for a small employer that probably has limited resources, the critical aspects of adopting software is ensuring that the workflow is consistent with your business practice and ultimately meets your objectives. And in order to accomplish that, you need people within your organization that understand the way you do things today and can translate that into software that works the same way. That's one component. Then you've got to take that and train those employees on how to use it, and then have some way to manage their adoption of the technology so that you get that return on your investment. Quite frankly, most of the businesses that we deal with,
I was going to say, who's
don't
got
have
time?
Those resources.
Hey, who's
don't
got
have time?
Time,
money, all of those things. And that's where a business owner's got to make a decision. Do they want to basically buy software, and it's called service as a software, where they're just going to make it work, or do they want to purchase some managed services with that? So, for our clients, for example, not only do we provide the software, but we're going to help them translate their business practices and workflow to the software so that it meets their objectives of efficiency, compliance, better results.
Because you have had experience in all of those levels for multiple different businesses, correct?
Yeah. So we've got just-in-time access to experts, and then we've done the software integration with other folks.
So rather than go it alone, if I'm a small business guy, rather than go it alone and buy the software and try to figure out how to work, how to incorporate that in my business, why not say help?
Absolutely. I mean, in order to justify the expense of the software, because as we mentioned, it's more than just the cost of the software, because a lot of times it can appear affordable. For example, Zenefits was quote unquote free, but when you introduce that software and then it doesn't work for your employees, now your costs are multiplied. Mm-hmm. And so having expertise to come in and make it work for your company. Sure, I mean, I would like everybody to call me and we can do it.
Yeah.
But bottom line, it's such an important investment for a small business owner with, you know, little margin for error. Invest the time and money into bringing some expertise in to help you build out the software and work your processes around it.
Wow. And every small business has different needs, I'm sure.
Yes. I mean, even businesses that do the same thing, they do them in slightly different ways. And so the analogy I was thinking of on the way down here is, you know, it's not so much like a off-the-rack suit or a custom fit suit, but literally I wear a size 42 regular. It's like saying 42 regular fits everybody in the company. Mm. No, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to take this material, these garments, and you've got to custom fit it to your organization. And one size doesn't fit all, even within specific types of companies.
And many of these softwares are just one size fits all.
Think of it as garment material.
Got it.
It's silk. It's cotton. And then how do we make it work and fit in your organization to accomplish your objectives?
You know, there's so many things that a business owner has to do anyway, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I get it. Ned Flynn, ladies and gentlemen, he is with Arion HR. We were talking about the pros and cons of software and technology in the human resources department. Good news, bad news? It depends, I guess, is the answer to that, correct?
I think it's good news, but understand that you need help.
The limitations. Absolutely. Wow. Now I get it. All right, we've got to scoot aside. It's nigh on to 6 o'clock. Thanks, Ned, for coming in and doing this.
Thanks, Always Michael. Enjoyed
appreciate
it.
Appreciate that. For Tyler Hackenmiller, who's behind the controls tonight, Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. Our newest program director is Patrick Wood, ladies and gentlemen. No more Mark McDowell. Mary Sayer is the liaison for Our Business and the Des Moines Radio Group. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.